This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General nominee William Barr's confirmation hearing is getting underway at this hour before the Senate Judiciary panel. Barr is expected to be grilled, especially by Democrats, on his feelings about the ongoing special counsel investigation into Russia, as he has been critical of it in the past. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says,
if that's the big thing that's holding up their support of him, he ought to be able to get through the Senate like he did three other times in his earlier career to be Attorney General and other positions within the H.W. Bush administration. He was approved unanimously.
On the subject of border security, President Trump's calling out Democratic leaders this morning on Twitter, tweeting, a big new caravan is heading up to our southern border from Honduras. Tell Nancy and Chuck, a drone flying around won't stop them. This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As it enters day two today, the president of the L.A. Teachers Union says the first L.A. public school teacher strike in 30 years is justified.
We don't feel that we're being stubborn. We feel that we're behind righteous demands that, frankly, we shouldn't have to fight for. We shouldn't have to go on strike for. We shouldn't have to lose money for.
Teachers demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more staff. Despite the strike, students are still being urged to come to school, though yesterday many came home telling their parents they didn't really do anything all day. Still in California, residents are being told by forecasters to expect to be pounded by powerful storms this week with heavy rain, snow in the mountains, gusty winds, and a chance of flooding that could lead to mudslides. A man who staged a shooting and hostage situation at a New Jersey United Parcel Service facility yesterday was shot and killed by police. They say William Owens had been holding two women hostage. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Details surrounding the Jamie Kloss kidnapping case in Wisconsin revealed in court documents as the man who snatched her and held her for 88 days after killing her parents was in court. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
In Barron, Wisconsin, the horrifying details of Jamie Kloss's abduction spelled out in court papers as Jake Patterson, 21 years old, makes his first court appearance in an orange prison jumpsuit, bail set at $5 million cash. Patterson telling detectives he sees Jamie, just 13 years old, getting on a school bus as he's heading to work and decides she's the girl he's going to take. During the unthinkable crime, the 21-year-old dressing in all black when he breaks into the Kloss home and shoots her parents and kills them, both shot in the head. Patterson taping Jamie's hands and ankles together, covering her mouth with tape, putting her in the trunk of his car, and when he gets her to his house, he makes her take off all her clothes. Jamie kept under his twin-sized bed with weights on top of it, but she manages to escape after being held for 88 days. Patterson charged with two counts of first-degree homicide, kidnapping, and armed burglary.
And the college football champion Clemson Tigers can say they had hamburgers with President Trump. The team visiting the White House last evening, as is usual for champion teams, but they were presented with a spread of Big Macs, Whoppers, and pizza because of the government shutdown, which prevents catering for such affairs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our target focus, ladies and gentlemen, and it needs to be yours as well. And as we've been saying, time for the silent majority to speak up and to get this country, put some pressure on our elected officials to get together and to do something about the longest government shutdown in our history. We're 25 days, however way you want to count them. And with us right now to talk about this and a bunch of other things, including AOC's proposition about, if people only paid their fair taxes, there'd be plenty of money to go around. Well, I'm not sure how she's doing the math here, but Dr. Michael Busler will break it down for us, public policy analyst, professor, and economics genius, because I guess you become an economic genius if you know how to add, right, Michael?
I guess that's about all it takes today. Take a little more, but things are a little different today.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, with all the stuff now, with the 25 days now of this partial government shutdown, what's your read on this?
The whole thing is just one word. It's stupid. It should never have occurred. It's just a matter now of, 75% of the government budget was passed back in September. So we're only dealing with about 25% of the budget. And of that 25%, they can agree on everything except funding for border security. Mm-hmm. And we're really talking about a relatively small amount of money. The president was asking for up to $5 billion, even if he got that much, which he's willing to negotiate that down. But that's about 0.1%. They spend $4.4 trillion, the federal government does. So $5 billion is about 0.1%, slightly more than 0.1%. Not a whole lot of money. This is just a matter of, for whatever reason, and I guess to appeal to her base and to set the tone for what's going to happen in the next couple of years, the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, just simply won't budge. And as a result of that, we're having this shutdown. President Trump, contrary to the mainstream media saying he's simply playing to his base, what he's doing is he's fulfilling a campaign promise that he said he would secure the border. The majority of the Americans want the border secure. Now, there's some debate on how to do that. But nonetheless, President Trump is going to be emphatic that he wants the border secured, and it doesn't appear that he's going to back down from this. So we're going to have a problem for a while. He may end up using the national emergency route, which is not the best way to go, but maybe his last resort.
Well, he's been doing everything he can to avoid that. I mean, he's made it known that it is available. He knows it'll be challenged. But that may be the way to finally break this loose because, you know, the art of stubbornness is on full display here. And, you know, God forbid that a politician fulfill his promise. After all, he did make that promise to 63 million voters. And, you know, for the Democrats to say, look, we're going to stand in the way of that promise. You know, I hope the voters of America are listening with ears wide open as to what's going on here. You know, to have a duly elected president of the United States want to fulfill his promise and then get caught up in all the minutiae of, well, you know, you can't do a wall here. It's not a wall. It's slats or it's cement. Who the heck cares? I mean, we can work out those particulars, but bring your ideas to the marketplace. We'll talk about it, but you have to first be interested in the main issue here, and that is border security. And, you know, the Democrats at one time said they were for border security all the way down from Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. I mean, they're all well documented to this, and now they sound like absolute disconnected knuckleheads with the stance that they're taking right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They've on numerous occasions, all of the top Democratic leaders have said that they favor border security, that illegal immigration is a bad thing. And now that President Trump says, yes, I agree with you, let's fix it, their view is they're just going to be not Trump. No matter what President Trump suggests, they're just going to be not Trump. Unfortunately, it appears that the Democratic Party is placing the needs of the party ahead of the needs of the country. Mm-hmm. And when you start doing that, you run into a lot of trouble. This shutdown should have never started. It shouldn't go on one more day. Mm-hmm. They should, if it's not $5 billion, President Trump is willing to compromise. He's willing to negotiate. But the Democrats are steadfast in their position. Nancy Pelosi, I believe, said, I'll give no more than $1 to this wall, and that she's not going to move from that position. And either she'll have to do that, or President Trump will call it a national emergency, and that's not a good way to go either, but at least it should end the logjam and get the country, the government back to operating. It does set a very bad precedent, though. The Democrats are going to control the House of Representatives for the next two years. There's going to be a whole lot of disputes where the Republicans want to turn left and the Democrats want to turn right, or vice versa, I should say.
Exactly.
We're going to have to come up with a compromise position. If each side is going to be steadfast in their positions and not willing to compromise, we're not going to be able to move the country forward, and that's a shame.
Well, and this is what the voter politic needs to understand. I mean, they voted in, and it's still a question for me, Michael. You know, statistically, the way this whole election went down, this midterm election, it's rather suspicious. And, you know, and I would think that one of the jobs that Republicans need to do and fair-minded people need to consider is to really do something about, you know, the whole voting process. I mean, harvesting ballots like they did in California, they, you know, did something similar in North Carolina and kind of messed that whole situation up to where we don't have a seated representative in North Carolina right now, which is unconscionable. I mean, for the people of North Carolina, the constituents there, to not be represented because of, election impropriety or at least some questions about it. But I think the questions abound, you know, from coast to coast here, whether it's California, Florida, you know, what happened in Georgia. I mean, you can just go down the list here. And, you know, we've got to get serious just as much as we're saying, hey, we want to be serious about the rule of law and border security. We need to get serious about, you know, voter election fraud that our former Attorney General Eric Holder says, no, voter fraud doesn't exist here in this country. And I keep saying, well, if that doesn't exist, why do people get arrested and go to jail for it?
Yeah, it certainly does exist. And look, the whole basis of our democracy, constitutional republic technically, but the whole basis for our system is to have the people decide what we want to do. So it's very important that we get accurate voting measures, and that people who are permitted to vote are able to do that, and people who are not supposed to vote are not voting. I thought I saw something yesterday. They found 100,000 questionable ballots from Pennsylvania in the 2016 election. Now, Trump only won Pennsylvania, I think, by about 70 or 80,000 votes. So 100,000 ballots could have
maybe changed it. We've got more from Michael here. Stay with us.
Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my hands reach. Up for you to hold me, my soul sings. Up for you, I hold me, my feet dance. To rhythm, every beat is calling out your name.
Bill Martinez Live.
after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness under threat. And let me tell you, you need to wake up to this. Look at just what happened in the midterm elections. We knew in no time the Democrats were going to, take this election as some sort of mandate for them to reverse anything that had been done in the initial 2 years of Donald Trump's administration. Oh, yeah, by the way, the things that have been done, Michael Busler, in the first 2 years have reignited the engines of America and business. And here we are, almost hitting all cylinders, except for some, the lack of support of some people that just do not seem to understand that it is productivity that makes the world go around here.
Absolutely. Ocasio-Cortez wants to do is she wants to raise the highest tax rate on people that contribute the most to the economy and earn the highest incomes. She wants to raise that rate to 70%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that would do is if you think that during the last administration they said 2% growth is the new normal, this would knock the growth down even lower.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need right now is economic growth. As you mentioned, President Trump got into office and he got the economy operating on all cylinders and the economy is starting to grow. Now, why is that so important? Prior to President Trump, we didn't have 3% annual growth since the year 2005. We haven't had 4% annual growth since the year 2000. That's the longest period, in my view, of economic stagnation in U.S. history. The result of that is all of these economic problems we have.
Exactly.
My students, the last 10 years, graduate from Stockton, look for a job. They're lucky if they find one good opportunity because the economy's not growing, not providing opportunities. They end up taking jobs for which they didn't need a college degree. So you end up with what we call underemployment. As a result of them taking those jobs, the people without college degrees didn't have any opportunity at all. 5 to 6 million workers became discouraged workers, simply dropped out of the workforce, which is why the labor force participation rate is so low. This makes income inequality worse. It doesn't allow opportunities for people to move forward. And with a lot of people now out of work or were during that time dropped out of the labor force, we had to increase payments to food stamps, increase payments to welfare. President Obama gave everybody free health care.
Mm-hmm.
So now these people became something that the rest of society had to support, creating a lot of problems. President Trump gets into office, reverses the counterproductive regulations. He got in last January 2017. By April of 2017, he was able to get rid of a lot of regulations. The economy started growing at over a 3% rate.
Mm-hmm.
Then he convinced Congress to reduce taxes for everybody, especially or including rather the upper classes. That got the economy growing even faster. We had one quarter of over 4% growth. 2018 will be the first year since 2005 that for the year economic growth exceeded 3%. The unemployment rate at a rock bottom, and there's plenty of opportunity for people. Now, if she raises taxes up to 70%, what that does is, with the highest income earners, they'll have less money to invest and less money to put into the economy. So there's less capital being created. That slows the economy. Now, people are going to answer back to me, wait a minute. In the 1950s, we had rates as high as 90% and the economy grew. And that's true. However, back in the 50s and 60s, we had a labor-intensive economy. We made products by hand, by assembly lines, by people, and even the people in the service sector, they didn't have much capital equipment. Today,
exactly.
It's exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
All of the manufacturing is very capital intensive. There are robots and automation on the assembly line, so we need capital for the economy to expand. Even people in the service business, they still have capital equipment that they work with, computers and technology and all of that that's used in their service. So today we have a capital intensive economy. You raise taxes on the highest income earners. You're going to reduce capital formation. That's going to stagnate the economy. We'll end up with growth less than 2%, and that's going to create even further problems into the future. This would be an absolute disaster if we raise the top rate up to 70%.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, let's incentivize people who love this country and have built their businesses to exit stage left and get out of here. I mean, we've already gone through this.
That would do it.
Michael, the thing that's so frustrating here is the evidence is so empirical. I mean, these socialist ideas and policies that were brought to us by Barack Obama that gave us less than 3% growth, a stagnant economy, high unemployment levels, you know, people, because of the health care fiasco, working 2-3 jobs with no health care just to do the best they can to keep food on the table. And this is what AOC wants us to return to. I mean, are people that that silly and that amiss of any kind of memory that they're willing to, you know, revisit this nightmare again?
Well, here's the problem. The President Obama and the Democratic Party in control of the House of Representatives and the more progressive wing of the Democratic Party, their top priority is to cure perceived social injustices. Mm. It's injustice everybody doesn't have health care. It's injustice CEOs make more than the average person. It's injustice that big business takes advantage of consumers. It's injustice there's not enough food stamps to go around. It's injustice that women don't get a year off after giving birth to a child. Mm-hmm. So with all of those, their goals are to cure those perceived social injustices. And every time they do, they have to be paid for. And you have to pay for that by people who are earning income and paying taxes.
Yeah.
So they want to, they're not concerned so much, or they don't look into the future about what growth is going to be. They're concerned with raising revenue today from whoever they have to get it from so that they have money to fund these social programs and end these perceived social injustices.
Exactly. Robin Hood government here is what we've got. This Green New Deal that AOC is talking about, the only thing that's green is the money that is going to be needed to fund these things, right?
Yeah. And you're talking about huge sums of money, and you're just going to have, if she would be able to raise the personal rate to 70%, the next thing she would do is move to raise the corporate rate, which fortunately we just lowered and created capital for businesses to expand, which will lead to further growth, I think, this year and next year and into the future. But the next thing she would do is raise corporate tax rate. That would destroy capital formation even more. We get stuck in a stagnant economy. You'd start to see inflation become a problem. We go back to what we had back in the late 1970s, a stagflation problem, stagnant economy with inflation, and it's a very difficult problem to fix. Reagan ended up doing it by reducing tax rates for everybody and allowing the economy to grow.
Well, and again, we incentivize all the wrong behavior. I mean, we're going to lose all that, you know, I mean, you talk about right now, we're fighting for intellectual property that's being stolen by the Chinese. I mean, if we're part of the program and releasing intellectual property out into the international community, I mean, shame on us for doing that. And I think this is something that Donald Trump has brought back to where, you know, America's back in the steel business for the first time. Gosh, Michael, in our lives, we truly have an opportunity to be fully energy independent. And we're now exporters of energy as opposed to exclusive importers.
Exactly. All that's very positive. We'd like to keep that going. And the way to do it is to unleash the free enterprise system, get rid of these burdensome regulations, which Trump has been able to do.
Exactly. We've got to leave it there, Michael. Thank you so much.
Money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General nominee William Barr's confirmation hearing is getting underway at this hour before the Senate Judiciary panel. Barr is expected to be grilled, especially by Democrats, on his feelings about the ongoing special counsel investigation into Russia, as he has been critical of it in the past. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says,
if that's the big thing that's holding up their support of him, he ought to be able to get through the Senate like he did three other times in his earlier career to be Attorney General and other positions within the H.W. Bush administration. He was approved unanimously.
On the subject of border security, President Trump's calling out Democratic leaders this morning on Twitter, tweeting, a big new caravan is heading up to our southern border from Honduras. Tell Nancy and Chuck, a drone flying around won't stop them. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
With everything exists to lift you high, so alive. And if the wind goes where you send it, so alive. If the rocks cry.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Michael Friedson joins us now from Jerusalem live. He's co-founder, executive editor of the Media Line News Agency, has more than two decades of experience covering the Middle East, oversees the work of the agency's correspondents reporting from all parts of the region. He writes the Media Line's highly acclaimed Mideast Daily News, a news blast that appears six times each week, a fixture among government officials, policymakers, educators, and those with interest in staying abreast of news from the region. Michael Friedson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, good to have you here to give us an update on, you know, what is going on in the Middle East, particularly in Israel right now. Go ahead and let's talk about the shakeup of Israel's political scene.
Well, Israel thrives on politics. Israelis love it. They started on the street corner, worked their way up into your apartment.
Right.
They form political cliques very young and stick with them for a very long time. So when the election fever hits, it hits big and shakeups are always around because in the Israeli system of government, pretty much anybody, you know, in America we talk about anybody can wake up and run for Congress, run for Senate, run for president. Not quite that in Israel, but everybody can have their own party if they want one.
Mm-hmm.
There's something like 20 parties running when the election comes April 9th.
Well, explain to our audience right now, because the added shakeup is that the normal voting cycle has been preempted a bit, right, with the challenges of Bibi Netanyahu. So explain that to our audience as to what's going on.
Well, the system of government here is a parliamentary democracy, and that means, you know, at least the way the Israelis crafted it when they became a state, was that there's a term of office for the prime minister. And the prime minister is the guy or gal who gets the most number of seats in a 120-seat legislature, and then at the discretion of the president, has to convince the president that he or she has the ability to weave together a coalition of at least 61 seats. So that means only the head of a major party can really have any hopes of becoming the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before the elections, I should say in reference to the shakeup, very few electoral cycles come at full width. Mm-hmm. The prime minister strategically can dissolve the Knesset. The Knesset is the parliament. You know, if I'm a prime minister and I'm doing really well and my numbers can only go down, I want to get the election as quickly as possible before people wake up to my failings and abandon me for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want, I can, as a strategic move, dissolve the parliament and call for early elections. And that's what Prime Minister Netanyahu has done now, because he has some extra baggage with the investigation against him. And he felt it was his strong position to do that. Nobody really complained about it. So April 9th is the time for elections. No clue
right.
that we don't, in Israel, it's not a system of campaigning around the clock for 2 years before the midterms and then the finals. And it's a much shorter meter of time of it, but it's certainly a festive time.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. Well, you know, here in the United States, of course, we're dealing with, you know, scandals of our own, investigations and everything of our president. Explain to our audience what's been going on with the prime minister and the investigations that have been pointed toward him.
Well, they're called corruption investigations, and there's three of them that are particularly troublesome for the prime minister. In each case, he's accused of not selling favors, but exchanging a favor that, as prime minister, he could do in return for something, and the something usually meant an easement in the media. Prime Minister Netanyahu was of the firm belief that all media doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was caught cutting a couple of deals, it seems, where he went to the owners of very powerful media outlets and said, I can give you something that you need if you have your editors and writers do something nice for me before an election.
Mm-hmm.
And the prosecutors, he's been in office now for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he survives in office until July, he'll become the longest running prime minister ever, beating out the legendary David Ben-Gurion, who was the founding prime minister and the legend in the country.
Right.
So that's, you know, his bona fides are quite significant. But many people believe that the things that he's being charged with, and right now the question is whether and when he'll be indicted. There's a sub-issue of whether he would have his say before or after the election. Obviously, many people feel it wouldn't be fair to somebody to put the case against him in the public, but not give him a chance to respond until after the vote. So that's the burning thing that's going on right now.
Well,
a lively time.
If not Bibi, then who?
Well, I believe, covering this speech for a very long time, one of the strengths that Netanyahu had that kept him in power was the fact he really didn't have opposition. In a parliamentary democracy, you've got to have a strong opposition. To make the system work, you want an opposition that's so vibrant it exudes the ability to take over control with no notice. Israel hasn't had that. They've had an implosion in their opposition. So there really hasn't been somebody to run against them. This time, what's emerging is two gentlemen who are both former army chiefs of staff. Now, Israel is a country where everybody serves in the military at age 18, men
exactly.
and women. Everybody's drafted. Mm-hmm. Men serve for 3 years and then do reserve duty into the 50s, and women only 2 years. But a chief of staff is an exalted position, and if a chief of staff makes it through his term without any kind of scandal or negativity, he becomes almost a de facto next Israeli hero.
Mm.
There's a guy named Benny Gantz, who is a recent, he's driving the three-year period. There's a cooling-off period after he steps down from the Army. He can't run for office for 3 years, so that's over now. He's put together a party. Interestingly, before the man opened his mouth and gave a single interview or position paper on any issue whatsoever, the pollsters had him garnishing something like 13 seats in the election, which would make him like the second or third populist party, which made him a real contender.
Right.
They're now predicting here that he will go with another former chief of staff, and the two of them will put together a security block, security being Netanyahu's strong point, so they're going to attack him frontally.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So this is developing here. So if he doesn't, I'm talking about Benjamin Netanyahu. So if he doesn't win this election, then we've got two former military heroes that could step in. What is their what is their position in terms of the United States?
Everybody in Israel loves the United States. Across the board, from one end of the political spectrum to the other, the relationship is, I think, unparalleled in anywhere in the world between allies. It's not just an alliance and a convenient alliance or a social or a political alliance, but it's a deep, heartfelt one. First of all, there's a lot of Americans here. It's one of the largest expatriate communities there is. The voting block here back in American elections is several hundred thousand. And, of course, in 2000, when George W. won, a lot of people felt that the Israel voting bloc was the straw that broke the camel's back in Bush's favor.
Right.
So this is a very important market. The relationship is uncanny. And it's also kind of an awkward tradition that presidents of the United States kind of meddle into Israeli elections to try to favor the one that they like best. And as a matter of fact, the celebrated relationship between President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu is such that there's rumors going around that the President of the United States is going to hold a state dinner to honor Bibi Netanyahu about 2 or 3 weeks before the election. That's certainly raising eyebrows. But that's, you know, on one hand, some people might think it's a horrible thing. Some people might think it's good. But it certainly does speak to the relationship of the two countries.
Yeah, without a doubt. Michael Friedson is with us. Our conversation will continue. We're going to drill down into ISIS and the president's announcement about Syria. Stay with us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Michael Friedson continues with us live from Jerusalem. Michael, give us your read on the response there in the Middle East over the president's announcement that he was moving forces out of Syria.
A red balloon, to say the least. Hard to remember responses so uniformly one way and the wrong way for the incumbent, or maybe reverse of perhaps the kind of speech that President Obama gave in that direction as well. But certainly in the Trump administration, everything was sailing along pretty well with this region. And then he made the announcement of withdrawal of troops, and that shocked people. Well, first of all, nobody expected it.
Yes.
That's unusual because the leak system here is so profound. But even those who were not shocked by anything that the president does were shocked that he did something that would put allies in jeopardy. And that's perhaps a strong way of saying it, but that's mild compared to what his allies were. And I'm stressed that it was his allies who were cussing him out when he announced that. Now, during the election, it was all about getting out, so that made sense. But then once he became the incumbent, it was about protecting the allies. In fact, when he was asked recently, just a couple months ago, the president was asked why it is that he's still in the Middle East. His answer was the Kurdish fighters,
yes.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Israel wasn't thrilled that the president made it look like the Israeli needs are more important than the American needs. That wasn't really what he was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got everybody blindsided. He had a phone call with Recep Erdogan. And that's the president of Turkey.
Yes, exactly.
He's a real loose cannon in the most literal of senses. And somehow, after this phone call between the president of the United States and the president of Turkey, the president of the United States said, okay, you, meaning Erdogan, and Putin, clean up the mess that ISIS made, you clean up the rest of it,
and I'm going to take my guys home. Well, what this did was, number one, exposed the Kurdish fighters who had been fighting as
exactly.
allies to the United States, exposed them to near certain slaughter. Erdogan views these guys as terrorists. They're his nemesis. He's sworn to get them. He's been held back by different political necessities. But here was a clear channel to just wipe out a loyal ally to the United States, and that just shocked people. Mm-hmm. Israelis could survive what was facing them because of the pullout, but it certainly made things far, far more difficult. In particular, it opened an unimpeded avenue from the Damascus airport to Beirut, where the Hezbollah terrorists are located, and they're the terror proxies of the Iranians. Mm-hmm. They're the most formidable fighting force in the, I guess, the part of the world that wears black hats. And that the United States would have done that to Israel, again, blindsiding them, because they really, I was talking to a lot of senior military people who said, no, we had no idea. It really, really caught us cold.
Right.
So here in the Middle East, they refer to this kind of politics as zigzag. And once somebody gets labeled with a zigzag epithet, it's kind of hard to recover from it, in that anything you say is taken with a grain of salt from here on out.
Yeah.
And notwithstanding all the signs of the close relationship between the Trump administration and the Israelis in particular, there's a pause now, a hesitancy that really didn't exist before this business about the pullout from Syria happened.
Well, Michael, do you perceive that since that statement, John Bolton and other operatives of the administration have been doing some damage control here, because, you know, it became real obvious to everybody and, you know, surprisingly, that the president didn't anticipate this, or if he was given some kind of false promise from Erdogan, that the Kurds specifically were going to be, you know, so exposed and annihilated. I mean, this is like, you know, Vietnam all over again.
Yeah, in the middle of all of this, the administration tried to do the first level of damage control by saying, now, wait a second, just because we're pulling the guys home from Syria doesn't mean they're exposed. We still have troops in Afghanistan, and if something really happens and you need some help, we'll just put in the call and ask the guys in Afghanistan if they could just come on over and drop a few bombs for us. Well, that didn't hold any weight with the people on the ground here who were exposed by the withdrawal. That really didn't work at all, and everybody kind of thought for a while. So what followed that was the announcement of the slowdown, that mm-hmm. there's still going to be a withdrawal, but we're going to go slowly, and we're only going to do it with milestones, and the milestones have to be the destruction of ISIS, and you know, has to be, the neighborhood has to be ready for the withdrawal. But none of that happened, too, because almost immediately after that, I guess you can use the word excuse, came down.
Mm-hmm.
The announcement came after the Pompeo speech in Cairo that the withdrawal had begun. So there's a lot of jittery nerves over here right now, and what people are pointing out very rightfully so, and of great concern, is, you know, this is like a big Christmas present for the bad guys.
Yes.
And the people that we're fighting against in this area don't have any sense of playing by the rules or not maximizing the golden opportunity that comes their way. So in the case of ISIS, you know, ISIS, the other problem with what the president has done in the eyes of the people in this region is when he uttered the words, ISIS has been defeated.
Right.
Here you can hear a collective, oh, no, can't believe another one has said that.
Exactly.
The trademark of ISIS, the calling card of ISIS, is the global reach of ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they don't need the army. It's nice if they have their caliphate. It's nice if their army's fighting well on the ground in the Middle East. But they're global. They have an insidious reach that reaches into the United States. It reaches into France. It reaches into Britain. It reaches everywhere. And until the organization is 100% destroyed, even 99% destroyed, there's still a fighting force. And sadly, the fighting force has now moved from the Middle East into our homes. So it's a very, very serious issue.
How many members are we talking about of ISIS still? Because I've heard the numbers range anywhere from, you know, 30 to 60,000. Is that still the range?
I think 60,000 is high now. I think it's more like 20,000.
Okay.
But, people argue about the numbers, but the ISIS, again, because of what they are, it's hard to translate a cold, callous number into the kind of mischief that they can get into.
Well, of course, yeah, the carnage that they do, I mean, it's most incredible. And it's not like you need, big numbers, but it seems like they've gone through, a phase there where they've got to recruit new people that are willing to sacrifice their lives on behalf of their ideals.
Well, a number of ISIS fighters were captured last week, and two of them were from the United States.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Because they wanted to teach English, a crazy calling for someone who cares enough about education to want to see people killed.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that President Erdogan said to President Trump? That this just seems to be so connected that the president would make such a preemptive announcement.
You got me on that one. I've been racking my head over that.
We're all asking the same question then.
The immediate juxtaposition of this phone call, and almost immediately after the phone call, is okay. You guys take care of it. We're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it had to include some kind of vow that there wasn't going to be an assault against the Kurdish fighters, but that doesn't really hold too much water because the most recent tantrum that Erdogan has thrown came after I don't know if it was Bolton or Pompey said that, reiterated that they can't touch the Kurds,
mm-hmm.
and just by saying that he flew into a fit.
Exactly.
So I don't think.
Yeah, that was quite telling right there. It's like, no, I mean, as you had said earlier, that this is a fait accompli.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd certainly love to know. Maybe someday we will know. Maybe somebody's going to leak. Every once in a while, leak something handy. Right. Not always a bad thing.
Well, Michael, what else is on your radar here? We got a couple of minutes left. In the months ahead there in the Middle East, what are you focused on?
Well, the Israeli election is important. It's disproportionately important. As I said, there are no two countries that have fused at the hip as Israel and the United States is. And there are a lot of issues that even pertain to domestic politics in America. As I said, Israel is a big voting bloc, and in the United States there's a very strong Jewish vote. There's a very strong pro-Israel Christian vote, and it adds up to an awful lot of support for a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Israelis are very much concerned about, and the pro-Israel American community, too, is very much concerned about, is the fact that what was always the bellwether of the relationship, the bipartisanship, the fact that support groups for the state of Israel were so perfectly balanced between the two parties,
right.
That's all gone by the wayside now. And this is going to be the first test on the election coming in 2 years. And leading up to it, it's going to be pretty hectic. It's going to be the first test to see whether the idea of a unified support for Israel is viable today or not. The idea that Israel is not necessary as a strategic partner in the Middle East because of the technologies and warfare and the new realities on the ground have really been dispelled. And we're seeing the terrorist forces construct themselves and reconstruct themselves.
Exactly.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with